Unless I am sadly mistaken, it is time for...
Lionel Stander as Leo and Florence Lake as the Blonde in... Leo and the Blonde. Today begins the story of a flack and a doll. Or in other words, the adventures of a PA and his client. Or, if you prefer, the informal autobiography of a press agent who would like the world to believe he knows all about Hollywood. And a girl who would like to know more. And now, a leaf from Leo's notebook, dated...
Monday, the 13th of June, 1947. Liabilities. One car in need of serious repair since it obviously will no longer function. Assets. $7.41, $42, $43. And one airmail stamp. One spare room not paid for. And one terrific idea. Grade B. Occurrences. I'm driving along the highway in the great state of Wyoming, headed for home, which is Hollywood, when something happens to my automobile. I do not know what has happened because I am not mechanically inclined, especially as concerns mechanics. Fortunately, I'm near a center of population, which contains one combination livery stable and garage. So I approach from an easterly direction and make inquiries. Are you the proprietor of this garage and livery stable establishment?
Yeah.
I am in need of assistance as regards the mechanical condition of my automobile. It has ceased to operate.
Yeah.
Can you fix it?
No.
Then you will be kind enough to direct me to someone who would repair my vehicle.
There ain't no one in Garden Creek.
Where is the nearest garage?
Down the road a piece.
How far?
41 miles.
41 miles?
Maybe 42. Ain't never measured it myself.
But I can't go 41 miles.
No, not in that car. Somebody's got to fix it.
Aren't you a mechanic?
Yeah, but on American cars only. Don't know nothing about them foreign models.
This is not a foreign car. It is a Accord. 1935 model.
Looks foreign to me. Got a California license plate.
Naturally, it has a California license plate. That is where I come from.
Frisco?
Los Angeles. Hollywood, to be precise.
You in the movies?
I'm in the business portion of that fabulous industry. I discover talent and see that it comes to the attention of the proper people through various devices.
What sort of devices?
Publicity. I am Leo Arnold. You have no doubt read of my work in numerous journals.
No.
That is entirely possible, too. I'm not one to push myself. The job of a press agent is to make other people famous.
You know the movie stars?
Naturally. I'm in intimate terms with Hetty, Lana, Van, Claudette, Spencer, Bing, Tyrone, and Little Margaret, to mention only a few.
Never heard of them.
What?
Don't go to moving pictures.
And why not, may I ask?
Garden Creek ain't got no theater. Had one burned down.
Don't you attend the cinema in the city?
Yeah. Last time I went, I saw a new Al Jolson picture.
Ah, the Jolson story. A minor triumph in its way.
No, no, no. That wasn't the name of it. It was called, The Singing Fool. Remember it real clear.
The Singing Fool? That was 20 years ago.
Just about. Ain't been to the city since. Didn't have no reason to go.
You have been missing a number of tremendous theatrical successes.
Yeah. That's what my wife and daughter tell me. They go to the city every week. Always see a movie. Talk about them all the time. I don't listen.
This is indeed an interesting conversation, but I wonder if you would mind taking a look at my automobile.
You sure it's an American car?
Positively.
Well, I don't suppose I can fix it, but I'll take a look. Try the starter.
Have you discovered the trouble?
Yeah. Carburetor.
Can you repair it?
No, not without special parts.
Where can they be found?
Cheyenne, I reckon.
How long will that take?
I don't know, a week, maybe.
You mean I have to stay here for a week?
Looks like it.
But I should be in Hollywood. I have a number of urgent business matters which demand my personal scrutiny. I can't delay.
You can't drive either.
There's something in that.
You could catch the train. There's one day after tomorrow.
No, that wouldn't be practical under the circumstances. I will be obliged to remain here.
Yeah. Where are you going to stay?
Why, there's a hotel about.
No, not in Garden Creek.
What would you suggest?
Well, I guess you could have the spare room up at our place. My wife would probably be real pleased to have someone from Hollywood.
This is indeed most generous of you.
Yeah. Wouldn't charge you much. Maybe $4 a day.
$4?
Yeah. By the way, that's the house over there across the street, the white one.
Thank you.
Just told Mrs. Wilson I sent you. That's my wife. I'm Mr. Wilson.
How do you do?
I expect you like Garden Creek. Won't be the same as Hollywood, but a change is nice once in a while. I'll send off for those parts today.
I hope they arrive promptly.
Oh, Cheyenne's real prompt. Of course, they may not have the right thing. Might have to send to Chicago. But now, don't you worry. We'll sure have you on your way in a couple of weeks, 3 at the outside.
3 weeks?
And while you're waiting over, you might discover some movie talent. Right here in Garden Creek. I take my daughter, for instance. She's real good in a way. Sings and recites. She's only 8. Yeah, just wait till you hear her recite. You won't believe it. No, sir. You just won't believe it.
There she comes with flying footsteps, eyes aglow with love like sweet. Kneeling on the turf beside him, lays his pardon at his feet. In his brave strong arms he clasped her, kissed her face upturned and white. Whispered, darling, you have saved me. Curfew will not ring tonight.
Oh, that was fine, darling. Don't you think she has talent, Mr. Arnold? Great talent.
In her way, she is overwhelming.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I can see you have true appreciation.
Yes.
Would you like to hear Agnes do something else? Sing, maybe?
No. I should like to reflect on the evidence she has already presented.
I understand. You run outside and pray now, Agnes. Mr. Arnold and I want to talk.
Yes, Mama.
Isn't she a dream?
Relatively.
And imagine you've discovered her. A real Hollywood press agent. Mr. Arnold, do you really think you can do something for Agnes?
I am already considering several dramatic possibilities.
You are already?
Indeed. Now, if you'll excuse me, I shall endeavor to find a restaurant.
Oh, no, you must eat with us.
Please do not go to that trouble. I'll just get a cup of coffee. Is there a cafe in town?
Oh, the diner's right down the street, but really, I...
No, Mrs. Wilson. Do not be concerned. I will be back in time for dinner.
Well, try to be a little early, Mr. Arnold. Agnes goes to sleep right after the evening meal, and I do want you to hear a sting tonight. It will give you something to think about.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. Goodbye, Mrs. Wilson.
Well, as they say in the movie, fade out, Mr. Arnold. Fade out.
So I walk down the street and come to Joe's Diner, which is not a very stupendous food establishment, having only one long counter, an iron griddle, and a menu written on a blackboard. However, behind the long counter, there is a very attractive dish, which is not on the menu. She is tall and with hair which is really blonde, and with a figure which would make very jealous a number of movie stars who shall be nameless. In other words, she is beautiful. Very. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
You're new.
Yeah.
From Hollywood.
Yeah, how could you tell?
Mr. Wilson told Mr. Brown, who owns a grocery, who told Mrs. Jenkins at the post office, who told me.
Oh, word-of-mouth publicity.
It is?
That is what we call it in the industry.
Are you in the movie?
Were you not informed that I am a flack?
No. Are you a flack?
Yeah.
Oh. What's a flack?
What's a flack? Who put Grable's legs on the front pages?
I don't know.
A flack. Who put Sonia Haney on ice skates? Who pinned up the first pinup? Who told Garbo to keep quiet?
You told Garbo to keep quiet? What did she say?
Nothing. She kept quiet.
Gee. Did you do all those things?
Not all exactly, but I have contributed my share.
Golly. You're wonderful, Mr. Mr.
Arnold. You may call me Leo.
Thank you. My name is Hester.
Hester, a lovely name. I can see it in the floodlights along Hollywood Boulevard.
You can?
Hester. Hester,
Hester McNamara.
Oh. For a moment, I carried myself away.
That's all right. I didn't mind.
Are you a resident of Garden Creek?
I work here and live here.
That's what I meant.
But my home is in Cheyenne. I just work here and live here.
This is a distinction I do not comprehend. However, for your being so beautiful, I will not press the matter.
Oh, thank you for the compliment. It was a compliment.
It was so intentioned. Now you may bring me a cup of coffee, please.
All right. Are you going to stay here long in Garden Creek?
I'm afraid so.
Don't you like it here?
Frankly, Hester, I do not.
Why?
Garden Creek is not a place of opportunity for a man of my talents. It lacks scope. And at this precise moment, I am in great need of scope.
You are?
Definitely. You see, my financial status is temporarily weakened due to an unfortunate journey to New York in the quest of a Russian ballerina with 2 wolfhounds.
Didn't you find them?
Unfortunately, yes. However, that is all water across the reservoir. And I must bear the expense of the trip and return empty-handed, so to speak.
I'm sorry, Leo.
Thank you. And at this instant, my car needs repair. I'm running up expenses by living at the Wilson residence, and I will soon be short of ready cash. Of course, I have numerous investments in Hollywood, but they are not at present solvent, if you know what I mean.
You're broke.
In a word, yes.
Oh. What do you do?
I must find an idea. A colossal idea.
You will? Where?
For my extensive repertory of ideas.
Oh.
Now, let us see. What do we have in Garden Creek? The Wilsons, little Agnes, and you, and... Wait a minute. You, Hester.
Me?
Of course. There are, no doubt, other young girls in the vicinity.
I guess so.
All of whom would be interested in the motion picture business, as are most young women.
I guess so.
All of whom would like to have their names and lights and be in the cement in front of Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Oh, well, I...
Aha! I have it. My idea. Super magnificent, novel, outrageous, tried and true, and certain of success, I think.
Gee, what is it?
Preston, you are about to become part of a great adventure.
I am?
You are going to be the winner of a beauty contest.
What beauty contest?
One which will be held here, this week.
I didn't know there was going to be a beauty contest. No one has said a thing about it, and it wasn't in the Garden City Gazette. I read the Garden City Gazette.
It will be in the Garden City Gazette tomorrow.
I don't think so.
Why not?
It comes out on Friday.
Regardless, there will be a contest, Hester, and you shall win it.
How can you tell?
Ah, because the judge will be that world-famous press agent, intimate of every motion picture star from Orson to Lassie, none other than yours truly, Leo Arnold. And you, Hester McNamara, will be Miss Garden Creek of 1947 and well on your way to cinema stardom.
But, Leo, I don't think I want to be a movie star.
And why not, pray?
Because I wouldn't like to be in the cement in front of Brahma's Chinese Theater.
Oh, Hester.
Oh, Hester, you're going to give Leo a bad time, and you've already started. Tomorrow, you'll probably ruin his tidy plans for making a few... Leo and the Blonde, starring Lionel Sander with Florence Lake, is written by Robert Libbett and Frank Burt, and produced and directed by Frank K. Dancy. Today's cast included Eric Rolfe, Mary Lansing, and Dawn Vender. Irwin Yeoh was at the organ. I, Aberback speaking, this program came to you from Hollywood.